Welcome to Refuse to Lose Sports. My name is Joe Jordan. I'm your host today. Got Tomo with us and Carl with us. How y'all doing, fellas?
What's going on, man?
How y'all good?
Let's get it. Tomo getting his notes ready, right? He ready to demolish us in the somebody got some paper flowing back over there, all right?
Oh, my bad.
You got, man, ready. He got all of the notes ready, all right? So, look, we got NFL Week 11 coming up. We already had a game last night. We're going to get into that. But before we do that, make sure y'all like this video, subscribe to the YouTube channel, share this video with somebody that y'all know personally so could come on and watch live with us. Use that comment section. When y'all put the comments down, we can see all the comments y'all put now. We're going to put it on the screen. Communicate with us. We'll talk to you guys back. And last but not least, enjoy the rest of the show, all right? So I'm excited about this. We got Carl on. Me and Carlos had a debate, you know, do a sports chat, you know. All right, don't talk about Darius Slay. He gonna jump on you. All right, so look, we had the Titans and the Packers play yesterday. The Packers were actually favorite. They actually were at home too, and they just bounced. It just came off a W against the Cowboys, and they lost 27-17 to the 7-3 Titans. Y'all, can y'all believe that? The Titans are the only team in their division that's above 500. They're not above 500. 7-3. All right, so. Let's talk about this game. We're going to kick off with you, Carl. All right? So, we're going to talk about this game. This give us – so are the Packers done for the season?
All right. First of all, appreciate you for having me on the show. So, are the Packers done for the season? Yeah. It looks like they're done for the season, to be honest. Now, about the game, I want to say that, again, as we know, Mike Vrabel is a hell of a coach. He coached a hell of a game. And I like to say he's also creative, too. Him and whoever gets together – Derrick Henry quarterback plays and all these Derrick Henry wildcat plays, very creative because I don't think I've ever seen a play where the quarterback handed the ball to the running back. He acted like he was going to run it in and jump past it to a tight end. That was very creative.
Right.
The Packers, man, Aaron Rodgers looked bad in spurts. He inaccurate, had Sammy Watkins across the middle late, missed him, missed Alan Lazard. He just looked bad, and it just looks like the Packers is sputtering out of control. The defense, they're dealing with injuries, so they did as best as they could. They kept the Packers in the game for as long as they could, but that offense looks bad. And to be honest, I'm not even going to say it's all the receivers at this point. Yeah, it might be some miscommunications here and there, but A-Rod ain't really looking like A-Rod. So.
Yeah. Tomo?
I told you, man. I said it in the chat, man. I told y'all, teams only show up when it's time to play Dallas. Like after last week, I'm not gonna say that. But after last week, that was a big game. Like the Packers really wanted to go out there and win. And for Watson to show up the way he did, I thought he was gonna just sputter off and go back into being the same Watson. But he actually scored two touchdowns, and Rodgers came back down to earth for real, for real. I don't know what to say about him. Is it the perks or is it the coach? Like, I don't know, man, but he'll have people wide open. He's not reading the field the way he's supposed to. And then he'll get mad at the coach for not calling certain plays. And then their whole offense, again, flipped all passing. Like they just stopped running the ball all of a sudden. Like what's going on with that? Mm-hmm. So
I agree with both of y'all. I got to say it, man. The Packers are done. I did pick the Packers to win the division. I know, Tomo, you said they weren't going to win the division. I picked the Vikings.
We both taking that L.
Yeah, me and Carl taking that L. But, Carl, we taking the dub so far with the Dolphins, though, all right? So, all right. So, So, they're done. And, it's crazy because they didn't have to be done. I think they're shooting themselves in the foot. And just like you said, Tomo, you said that they flipped the whole script against the Cowboys. They ran the game plan they supposed to run. You run the ball 37 times, throw the ball 20 times, and then you turn around and play the Titans. I know the Titans did a good job against the run, but the whole purpose of running the ball, you got to stay committed to it. It's as Commanders. So you got to be committed to the run, right? And Aaron Rodgers, last week they ran the ball 37 times. Aaron Rodgers one up them and threw the ball 39 times. Mm-hmm. Two of them, right? And they only ran the ball 19 times. Whenever they give Aaron Jones at least 15 carries, he gets over 100 yards. But they don't do that. Like, he doesn't get to the 15 carries. He only got 12 carries. You know, so, and the Titans, I was big on the Titans before the season started. I had them win the division. I didn't think they would be 7-3. I did say I'm only picking the Titans because of King Henry, because he's the best running back in the league, and Vrabel. I said because of his coaching. I think he's a great coach. He's a coach that don't get enough love. I think he should be in the coach. He should have been coach. Was he coach of the year last year? He was, right? And he, yeah, I think he was. And he should. You said what?
He was number one in the AFC. I think he did get it.
And I think if they keep this run up, if they top two, he should be in the running again, because this team was actually worse than last year. They lost their best receiver. You know, they had injuries all year, and they still, you know, they quarterback in and out the lineup, and they still 7-3. You know, so we got to get them props, but the Packers, yeah, they done.
Can I add something real quick?
Yeah.
They had a receiver named Treylon Burke who went all last night. Remember, I don't know if y'all remember this, but there was a stupid narrative that Treylon Burke might not be good because of asthma and all this other crap at the beginning of the season. Just like Jamar Chase wasn't supposed to be good because he can't see the lines on the football and stuff like that. But those narratives came about because of fantasy football. This is a mini rant.
That is true.
Football is not real football.
Yeah. It's fantasy for a reason. Hey, Carl, you got a static key on your sound. I don't know that's – yeah, static key and sound. But speaking of Burke, right, man, that play call they did at the end of the game, instead of running the ball, they threw the bomb
dagger.
That was like the dagger.
That's variable for you, man. You know, a lot of coaches ain't going to do that. All right?
Yeah. All right. One more thing before we jump to the next subject. Anytime you got a Cowboy and an Eagle fan telling you something, Joe, you might want to listen. Me and Kev definitely was like, bro, it's over for him.
Oh yeah, I want Carl to see this comment real quick. All right, even the Eagle fan said this. Darius Slay is the best, still best corner in the NFC. Last time I checked, PS2 in the AFC. All right,
Alone, we had our discourse, bro. I agree, he's a top five corner, bro. I think he's the best, and y'all know
I knew he was gonna do that.
I'm still trying to see if I can. I don't know if I said it or not, but I'm trying. I'm on an iPad, so excuse me.
Yeah, so if you could, hold on, let me see something real quick. Say something.
Y'all still here?
Yeah, y'all still here. Try to come out, come back again. Let's try to come out, come back again. All right, y'all. So we'll go to the next topic. Speaking of NFC East, listen to the Eagles and Dallas Cowboy fan. We got the Eagles against the Colts. I know Kev's like, why am I not on this one, man? I'm sorry, man. This was like a last minute pushing. You know, it got traded in for another topic. All right, last minute. So we got the Eagles against the Colts. We all know the Eagles just lost to the Commanders. They're now 8-1. They got their first L of the year. And the Colts with Jeff Saturday got his only W of the year. All right. So we want to know, will Jeff Saturday, Did he watch Monday Night Football? Is he going to copy what the Commanders did and try to run that ball? Because they do have a top two running back over there, people say, Jonathan Taylor, all right? So, Tom, you're going to kick us off, all right? Can Jeff Saturday pull this upset on the Eagles?
If he listening to us, yeah. Just run. I ain't going to say run the ball 49 times, but it's going to be tough, though. Right before they signed those two defensive tackles, before they went and got Sue and Joseph, I definitely would have been like, yeah, just run the ball. But the game plan may change a little bit. They can still try to run it because Linville Joseph and Sue, I don't know when the last time they actually played football or if they're in football shape.
Mm-hmm.
So you might can still get away with maybe like 39 carries. Matt Ryan's back. Jeff Saturday looked like he has the team actually playing as a team now. No disrespect to Frank and what he had going on, but the offense, it just looked like the offense came together. It would take an old offensive lineman to bring back the offensive side of the ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I hate to say it. I wanted to say the Colts was going to win this by a landslide because they could just run the ball, but those two pieces alone, it's going to be a tough one. I'll still say the Colts win by three.
All right. Colts win by three? Oh, snap. Okay. Yeah. All right. So I do think the Colts can run the ball, but I do think the Colts will take an L, only because I think they will turn the ball over. And I do think they're better off with Matt Ryan, though, especially with Jeff Saturday being their coach. You put a veteran quarterback out there. He's like another coach on the field. He's a veteran. He knows what to do instead of playing that second-year player out there. But Jonathan Taylor, last week, he had 147 yards, 22 carries. Yep. You know, it was a good game. And, you know, that was his first game back. Like, he had actually missed a game. So, I still have the Eagles winning this game, though. I think they're frustrated. You know, they're going to come out and bounce back, and they're going to get a good win. It's not going to be a close game. I'm not going to say they're going to blow them out, but it'll be somewhere like that Texas game where we knew the result was going to be once the second half started, but the Texans lingered around a little bit. I think it's going to be a game like that.
All right. Well, first of all, before I start, can y'all still hear it?
No, yeah, you're good. No,
you good. You good.
All right, 'cause I lifted it off the table, and I think that might have been it. But so I agree that they'll try to duplicate it. Now, will they be able to execute it is a different story, only because of those two unknown pieces. They're not unknown players, but they're unknown on how they're going to do in this defense since they're their first week there. I feel like the Ndamukong Suh will be a bigger addition than Linval Joseph, just because we already know how athletic and how big Ndamukong Suh is, and he's really a terror. But the Colts will be committed to the run. They were committed to the run, and then in spurts it will change. I think Jeff Saturday, being an O-lineman, they say O-linemen love the run block because it allows you to lean on the defense, tire them out. That's what I'm feeling like. That's going to be the philosophy for Sunday. I do think the Eagles will win, however, because I don't know how long the Colts will be able to sustain running the ball. And when you do need to pass the ball, what will matter? We don't know against the secondary. So I think they'll try to duplicate it, but I don't know if they'll have as much success because, unlike, I got to say it, Heinicke is a scarier option than Matt Ryan is at this current moment because, as y'all noted, Heinicke will give his big play receivers chances. Matt Ryan, on the other hand, will give defenses chances by fumbling the football and throwing picks. So,
true.
So I don't know if they'll be able to hold that success. And since we're on the topic of the Colts and we're talking about L's, I completely took an L with the Colts, had them winning the division. And yeah, that ain't really working out for your boy. So that's another L. I did agree with Joe about Vrabel being a really good coach, but I just didn't think that this team was that bad. I thought on paper this team was actually way better than what they're producing.
So. Hey, Carl, real quick, before you end your soliloquy, right? This brings up the idea of what you said, you know, to me.
Oh, okay. Conspiracy theory. All right, so my conspiracy theory is this, right? And y'all hear me out. Andrew Luck, retired, 2019. Frank Wright, hired, 2018. Did Frank Wright make Andrew Luck retire? Was he so tired of Frank Wright bull that he retired? That's wow. The question. He can't keep a quarterback for more than a year, so
that's true.
That's a good question right there, man.
Kevin don't feel bad, but it's a fact.
Man.
Sorry, man. You know, Frank Wright lovers, you know. Hey, I guess that's a topic we gotta discuss, you know, in the future, I guess, right?
I mean, look at how he retired too. I think he went and had some of a preseason game, was like, you know what? Yeah, I'm done with this.
He definitely did what my man did from the Bills. Devontae.
I'm done with this, bro.
Yeah.
Did Matt Ryan do that, or did Matt Ryan get hurt?
Nah, Matt Ryan got hurt.
Okay.
Calvin Ridley was more so the guy that was like, if you could question it, would like gave up.
That's
fine. And then right. He gave up the gamble, which that's crazy. I don't think he did that.
Nah. So look, this right here was I want to throw out this is Tomo's topic. All right, Tomo actually threw this idea out there, right? And the Eagles lost, man, and you know, they got exposed, but they buffed up their line, you know, had those two signings with Joseph and Sue. But the question is this, are the Eagles' wings, have the Eagles' wings been clipped? And that's what Tom brought to my attention, right? I'm going to say no. I still think they are the best team in the NFC right now until proven otherwise, all right? And I think that we just, Commanders had a good game plan. They executed. Now the Eagles, that game just shows you that everybody like with that undefeated record, nobody is unbeatable in the NFL. Like everybody can be beaten, and that's why I know even I believe it was a good loss for them because you go into the playoffs with a high and not without a loss. I had a feeling when they get to the playoffs, they don't get bounced in the first round, like the second round, like in the division round when they play, they don't get bounced, and that still might happen. If they went out, so but I don't think now if we're saying wings clip as a Super Bowl team, I don't think the Eagles are making it to the Super Bowl. I do think they will for sure of that task. So I guess you could say their wings will be clipped then, but now I would say no.
Okay, so where I came from with that question is, I'm thinking about, because I'm comparing this Eagles team to the Dallas team of last year where they had the super high, and then when they played all the, well, what was that? I think it was the Broncos that gave them their first loss.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And that was, and they, and everyone was like, well, we kind of figured the Cowboys out. If you do this, then you can beat them. And every team after that followed the formula.
True.
It was like one game before the Broncos loss that kind of gave you that inkling like, oh, it's a little shaky foundation. The Texans gave us that shaky foundation to be like, can the Eagles really stop the run? Then most people would be like, well, Jordan Davis wasn't there. Is it, yeah, Jordan Davis, what, yeah. Hold on, Davis, whatever his name is. I don't know him. I don't like him. He wasn't there, so they started running on him. The next thing you know, they went and signed Linval Joseph and Ndamukong Suh. Again, like I said, them that we don't know the football shape that they in. We seen Suh play last year. I don't know when the last time Linval Joseph actually played.
I want to say he was on the Chargers last year. I'm not sure, though.
May have been. But the formula's out there. If you just play the same, if you play that similar formulas of what the Commanders did and kind of what every team has done to them in that second half after they got up on them, if you continue to stick with the run and just make plays, the Eagles will beat themselves. Like, they survive off of turnovers similar to that Dallas team of last year. Like, if you can get them to fumble the ball and you don't mess up, you can beat them.
True. I agree with you on that one.
I don't think the Eagles' wings are clipped. I do think the Commanders played a good game, but I also think that game was more so made me believe in manifest destiny, if y'all remember what that is. Because I ain't going to lie, it was a lot of things that happened in that Eagles game where I was like, we don't normally see this. The fumbles were kind of crazy. The last play of the game, which I don't care what nobody says. I don't care that it's late in the game. That's the correct call. You have to make that call. That is a roughing the quarterback. He gave himself up within like 5 yards before Brandon Graham hit him. You got to throw that flag. Which they were going to get the ball back with a chance to win the game with like a minute and some change left. That essentially lost in the game. The missed face mask call with the ref right there is crazy.
Yeah, that was insane. Penalty.
I don't remember at the top of my head right now that was missed, but
the intentional grounding.
That one is a grounding.
It was another one. It was another one I can't remember.
That was each one of the PR they didn't call on us and the PR that they did call on us, one of those penalties?
No, I'm not. Okay. I figured you're gonna bring it up. Even though it did look like my Dawson dropped the shoulder. But I don't know. It was a good game mixed with a lot of, which you need. When you're, quote unquote, the superior team and you're going against an, quote unquote, inferior team, because I'm just trying to paint a picture. You need to have a good game plan mixed with a little luck to win the game. And that's what I feel happened. Now, as the Eagles go forward with these signings that they're trying to fix with the whole Jordan Davis thing, they have a good secondary. They just, against the Commanders, they get burnt up. I mean, it is what it is. It happened twice in the season. It hasn't really happened to them in no other game. So they'll be all right there. The receivers, I don't know if y'all seen the video I sent, but they were doing the Quez Watkins drill. So they tried getting up and fumble.
That was.
So they won't fix that. AJ Brown was put in jail. So I don't really see that happening too much. So I think they have to be all right. It's just a bad game. And the most important thing was it was a divisional game. Anything can happen in a divisional game. So I think the Eagles will be fine.
Hey, I'm sorry. I got to say one thing before we move forward, all right? So look, I don't think luck happened in that game because we were up by two when they got the face mask, right? And we kicked a field goal after that turnover. Mm-hmm. They never got in the red zone after that. They didn't even have a –
Because that fluke fumble.
How is that a fluke fumble when he punched the ball out? That's not fluke. A fluke is he losing the ball himself. That's a play.
When the ball just came out. It's just like Oway when he made that fumble against the Chiefs and I called it fluke. That's the same thing to me, bro.
It's a good play, though, by the defense. Caused that fumble.
Say the first interception on A.J. Brown was more of a fluke than that fumble was. Because it kind of like fell.
It was innocent
and
came out.
Yeah.
Post when he's playing middle third and he just did what he supposed to do. I don't think that was a fluke. No, he did his job.
That's what I'm saying, though. I would say that is more.
No, Joe, I think he just made a tackle and the ball just came out. I don't think
you watch the play. He punched the ball out as he tackled him. He punched the ball out.
I got to rewatch the play. I don't see him making a punch in motion.
And on top of that, they haven't gotten to the red zone ever. Even after that fumble, they had a chance. They went 3-and-out. So my whole thing is, and then with the penalty, how do we know the Eagles are going to come down and score? They haven't been to the red zone since that face mask.
No, that's what I'm saying. But they took away their only shot to try to win the game. They did that.
So, it was the right call. And then I know we get on ground for that, but who was the other dude that hit him?
Oh, Kendrick.
He fell and got up and touched him again. Like, the flag should have been on him for real.
I thought that's who the flag was on, but then old man came over there. Let me not start, man. Let's go to that.
Yeah, that's my eyes. Old man clutch. All right.
You tripped on it, man.
All right, so next game, y'all, we got to talk about Sunday Night Football, Chargers and Chiefs. Whenever these teams play, man, it's a show. Every time, no matter what the records are, it's always a showdown, all right? Chargers and Chiefs, Justin Herbert and Patrick Mahomes. So, the first question we got up here is, did Patrick Mahomes finally, undisputedly, took the best quarterback in the league title over Tom Brady or somebody else, if you had somebody else as the best quarterback? Because Tom Brady was voted the best player coming to the season. All right? So, did Patrick Mahomes, is he the undisputed best QB in the league? I get this one all right. Yes, he is. He is, undisputedly. I'm sorry. Like, I'm just like Carl, man. You don't bet on Mahomes. I learned that, you know. Again. Mahomes, you don't bet against. I always say bet on, right? So, look. Patrick Mahomes is the only player, right, that I actually go out my – and Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, and I guess Brady because he's old. He going to retire soon, you know. These are the guys that outside of the Commanders, they are must-see TV. For real. Like, I got to watch their game. If I miss it live, I go back and watch it. I do because I do not want to miss greatness. And these are the QBs I like. And Patrick Mahomes – he's the most talented quarterback that we ever seen, all right? And on top of that, he has the intangibles. Because we see Aaron Rodgers, he has the talent, but we clearly see he don't have the intangible. He constantly comes up short. When you see Patrick Mahomes, I can only think about one situation when he came up short, and that was last year against the Bengals. He was something that I couldn't recognize in that second half, honestly. But outside of that, I'm not going to put that Super Bowl loss on him with the Buccaneers. He literally got pressured the most by any QB, not just in the Super Bowl, in any NFL game. So I'm not even going to blame that loss on him. But and then he lost Tyreek Hill, who's arguably an MVP candidate who changed life in Miami, and he's having his best season without Tyreek Hill. I mean, the dude is amazing. But we all know Andy Young got his fingerprints on that, and it was just a match made in heaven, just like Belichick and Tom Brady was a match made in heaven. So I'm going to say yes, he is undisputedly the best quarterback in the league.
Who's it? Me on Tama?
Carl.
It's on.
Yep.
I think that's 2 years too late. I feel like I've been put Mahomes in front of Brady a long time ago. I've actually probably put Rodgers in front of Brady a long time ago. Because to be honest, Brady got his sixth ring because of D-Ford, not because Mahomes did anything. D-Ford don't jump all sides. That pick in the end zone count. Mahomes probably got two rings right now, which is why I say rings shouldn't really matter because football, unlike basketball, you can't control both sides of the field. Yeah, rings are good, but that shouldn't be the end-all be-all, in my opinion, because nobody gives credit to the two hands to maybe three hands worth of Hall of Fame defenders that Brady had in his career. When he was only throwing 100 yards in the Super Bowl, but winning because the other teams couldn't score. Nobody give him credit. Nobody give credit to Stephon Gilmore, who was, I think, Defensive Player of the Year when they beat the Rams like 13-6 and probably should have won Super Bowl MVP, or him or Dante Hightower. Nobody really give him credit. So, again, I think it's Mahomes. When Mahomes did that little spin move, not running past the line of scrimmage, touchdown pass 2 yards out against the Bucks, that solidified it for me as well because I ain't never seen nothing like that. And I got Lamar, so I watch craziness all the time. But Mahomes, he always finds a way to amaze you. You think you've seen the best thing you've ever seen from Mahomes, and then boom, he do something else to top it. Mahomes' talent, like you said, Joe, the intangibles, is something that we haven't seen and probably won't see for a while. So, and don't get me started with people ranking Josh Allen over Mahomes, bro. Don't get me started.
That's
why
we knew this topic was gonna be a good one.
I gotta give it to Mahomes, man. Mahomes should have had two rings, but I mean, should have, could have, would have, don't matter. But he about to get his second this year, maybe. If my boys don't put it off, he might get his second.
Look, man, some people would call me Skip Bayless on this one.
Okay.
I used to be a Mahomes hater, man. I'm like, man, he only good because he got Tyreek Hill. And then this season, I'm going to have to watch every game. And he shut me up. Bro, like, Mahomes does Mahomes things. Like, that, he has that saying for a reason. Like, that spin move that you was talking about was crazy. But the fact that he took Juju Smith-Schuster and turned him back into a receiver. Then, I mean, always was a fan of Miko Hardman because of Madden. I used to always trade him off of Madden, and then he would just always propel. So I knew he was going to be decent, but he took Andy Reid's offense and just made it something magical, man. Like you said, Joe, I got to add to your point. There's only like four or five quarterbacks that I have to watch. Well, I have to watch Dak because I'm a Cowboys fan, but Mahomes is one. Lamar Jackson. I got to add Justin Fields now. I got to add him now. And I'm leaving the fifth spot open for now. But yeah, Mahomes is the best quarterback right now. And he also, y'all forgot one more thing. He took State Farm from Aaron Rodgers.
He did, though.
Like, he just came in the league and took everything from him. He took his arm, his commercials, and his big plays. Jack move, man. Mahomes. He
did. All right, so now, my bad, Joe. Go ahead.
Carl, I got to disagree with you on one thing. Go ahead. Rings matters. They matter. No, I said I'm going to say why. He said, because that AFC championship game that we talked about with D4, I get it, right? That he did was all sides. But don't forget, Mahomes was scoreless in the first half of that game. So he had an opportunity to be in the lead in that situation, but instead he was coming from behind in the second half, right? So Tom Brady, one thing about him, when his team is in position in the past, he comes through. Now, Mahomes, his career hasn't been long enough to prove that long enough, and he has an opportunity to do that. But Tom Brady, him winning seven rings is not by accident. No, I know we had a debate about if Aaron Rodgers switched spots with him. He's not winning seven rings, in my opinion, because Brady, you got to be a certain machine to actually be willing to be coached by Belichick and keep that standing within the whole team, too, for everybody else to be coached like that. So Tom Brady, yeah, those seven rings do count. And Mahomes, for him to eclipse Brady, I don't think he needs seven rings, but he might need five, for real, to eclipse Brady.
No, I'm not saying that they don't count. What I'm saying is they're not the end-all, be-all, because it's 11 men on both sides of the field. So as much as you want to say, yeah, he got seven rings, but I think he got, what, three, four Super Bowl MVPs? Like Deion
Brandt. Three and three.
Edelman got one.
Yep.
I think
the receiver.
I think
Deion Branch.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. Deion Branch. I think he got the one with the Bucks, but if we're being honest, the Chiefs receivers and the Bucks D line deserve a Super Bowl. Because one thing you forgot to mention in that Super Bowl against the Chiefs, Mahomes was doing spinning around, running left, right, throwing dots, and receivers was dropping them.
Including Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
But also, like, remember the one where he was like almost the ground? Yeah. And he just got it off. Like, it was a perfect spiral.
Crazy.
Money and was dropped. So that's that adds to the Mahomes magic. And another thing, he got Andy Reid over the hump. Andy Reid get the big game, couldn't win it. Then had a quarterback to win it. Get Mahomes. He finally got the ring. So
But Belichick didn't even get close to what Andy Reid has gotten close to. And soon Tom Brady started Super Bowl. Boom. Super Bowl.
Yeah, but
Super
he had enough time. Because if y'all remember, he was always a D coordinator. And then the one time he got a head coaching job for one day with the Jets, he quit.
True.
Yeah, but he also was a coach with the Browns too.
He wasn't. I don't think he was the head coach though. And the Browns left in '95.
He wasn't the head coach with the Browns.
I don't remember. I don't think he was.
I think he was, but Smiger fact check us.
He was though.
They had that elite coaching staff with your coach. And I think your coach and my coaching staff. John Harbaugh was on my coaching staff. I'm mistaken.
I know he came from the Eagles, but I don't know nothing before the Eagles.
All right, give Bill some time to get his QB right. Okay,
yeah, now Bill, man, he got the right quarterback. He not
Belichick is in his QB way. Let's say that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say that.
He not playing him.
All right,
Bill got PTSD, post-time traumatic stress.
I knew something had to do with it. All right, Cowboys and Vikings. This segment is for Tom O specifically. All right,
what's not?
Cowboys and Vikings. This is probably the game of the week. And it's weird. All right. First, we're going to talk about the Vikings side, right? Kirk Cousins. And the kickers off is going to be you, Carl. It rotates back to you. So the Vikings. Kirk Cousins. They are 8-1.
Yeah.
Right? They are 8-1. Mm-hmm. They just beat the Bills. They only lost is to the Eagles, who's ranked number one in a lot of people's power ranking. And Kirk Cousins is not getting mentioned at all in the MVP talks. Now, there was an analyst on ESPN that said that he should be in the conversation. So we're going to address this. Should Kirk Cousins be in the MVP conversation, Carl?
A small, like, hey, should Kirk Cousins be in the MVP conversation? But that's about it. I mean, I ain't going to lie, though. Michael Irvin don't look so crazy no more, even though he kind of explained why he picked him to begin the season. But I think more so that MVP of the team is Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson has been playing amazing. The one game he did get locked up, they lost badly. Kirk Cousins couldn't decide whether to throw to the Eagles or the Vikings. So if Justin Jefferson gets shut down, it looked like Kirk Cousins is like, oh, what do I do now, coach? I don't know what to do. Do I just concede? Do I just throw picks? And he don't really – he looks better. I give him this. He looks the best he's looked in a long time. And I'm killing a Michigan State guy. So, I mean, I can't even be biased. So, I don't think he deserves to be MVP, but I think he does deserve praise for looking as good as he has. Because I ain't even going to lie, even when he threw that corner route to Jefferson late in the game, that was a rope. Yeah. That corner route with a DB could have jumped it, but he missed. That was because that was a perfect ball placement. Now, the catch, that one-handed catch by Jefferson, that's Jefferson. He just made a play. But Kirk Cousins has been making some passes, and he's finally learning how to throw receivers open, because that was Kirk Cousins' problem. He would wait for receivers to be open instead of throwing them open. He's finally starting to do that, and he looks better. Side note, y'all don't think Baker Mayfield coming back to play the Ravens in game of the week?
It's a joke.
Oh man, it's Baker.
Yeah, I forgot Baker played in the NFL, honestly. All right, Tomo.
Man, this is crazy. This is Dak actually gets to play against his so quote unquote counterpart. Everyone says Dak is Kirk Cousins, so we finally get to see these two play. I know it's been going around all day. The stat people have been bringing up the career stats. It's crazy. If you were blind, you would think they was the same person if they just read the numbers to you. Playoff wins, percentages, yards to touchdown. I mean, yards to interceptions. Carl just said it. Dak does the same thing at times where he used to just wait for people to get open and then throw him the ball. Now he's at a point where he's throwing people open, but the receivers aren't going to go get it. They're not running their routes. We're not going to talk about that, but outside of that, it's the both quarterbacks can't play each other. The defense has to get on the field at some point. And Dalvin Cook is Dalvin Cook. And the last few times that we have played him, we have been able to contain him and Justin Jefferson. So if we're going off history, I think the Cowboys can do it. But right now, the Vikings are riding a high. They are like beating people in close games with big names. And our defensive line is real shaky. Like D-Law is hurt. Like he said, his whole lower body is hurt, like ankles, thighs, knees, all that. So I don't know, man. If Dallas can stop the run and Trey Diggs can do the same thing, do the same performance that he did on Justin Jefferson last year, we have a shot. But I hate to say this. I don't want to pick a score. I'm gonna just let you talk about the game.
Oh, we're supposed to pick who win in the game?
Nah, I usually just pick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Say, no, do you think Kirk is MVP candidate though?
Michael Irvin said it. Come on now, he my MVP. I picked the Vikings to win. I picked them to win the division.
All right, so I'm gonna address the and then Carl, you can go over the game.
Oh, like, do I think he is the MVP?
No. Should he be in the conversation?
He should be in the conversation. Same thing that Carl said. He should be in the conversation like Kirk Cousins next, and then we start talking about real people. But yeah.
All right.
He earned it. He earned to be in the conversation.
So me, I'm like, I'm gonna go over the MVP stuff, and then I'm gonna talk about you know what you said about Dak in the comparison. All right, but no, he's not in the conversation at all. Sorry, he's far away from the conversation. First of all, since he's been the starter, he's gonna try to have his lowest completion percentage, the less TDs he ever had as a starter. And the most interceptions he has as a starter. The lowest QB rating as he has as a starter. All right? Kirk Cousins only got one 300-yard game. That was last game against the Bills. He threw the ball 50 times. And overtime. He also have now he got not one game when he got at least three touchdowns. and he got only 4 games out of 9 where he did not throw an interception. He should not be in the conversation. And I'm going to give y'all his numbers, his QBR numbers, right? The first week, 77, because they tore us the Packers. 24, 30, 39, 73, 42, 51, 58, 34. Even with that 300-yard game against the Bills, he had 34 QBR. So, nah, Kirk Cousins should not be in this conversation. If anything, like you said, it should be Justin Jefferson. And not even him, because I look at Justin Jefferson. Outside the Bills game, what marquee moments did he have, for real? Think about it. That clinched the game was my dad, besides the Bills game. Outside of that game, they just won because they played bad teams, for real. That's how I look at it. They played the Dolphins without Tua. They played the Saints. They played us. They don't get through an interception in the game. I mean, and they blew out the Packers. So, no, he should not be in the conversation. Now, Dak and Kurt, it's crazy. They are, like, almost identical. All right? But I'm going to say this. If I had to pick one, I'd probably pick Dak. Only because of intangibles. I think Dak is a more of a leader than Kirk Cousins. They both got the same playoff record. They both 1-3. When they both get a top 10 defense, they both make the playoffs. Kirk Cousins did it twice without a top 10 defense, right? Kirk has never played with the best running back in the league. Dak did it twice with Ezekiel Elliott first 2 years, leading the league in rushing. So Kirk Cousins never had that. But one thing Kirk Cousins did have was one of the best running backs in the league and one of the best receivers was Stephon Diggs, all right? So, yeah, so my thing is I think they're the same quarterback, but I would say that Dak, I believe it or not, I trust Dak more than Kirk Cousins. Believe it or not, y'all. It's sad to say. Because a lot of Dak's moments is because they put too much on Dak, you know? And I don't think the Vikings do that with Kirk. So Kirk is never, like, in that situation like Dak is. But Kirk still makes his mistakes. When Dak, first few years when he was when it was led with the rush, then the pass, Dak those playoff losses wasn't on Dak at all. You know, it was just Aaron Rodgers got the ball last. No, it wasn't on Dak. But now, look at last year, right? And it's like, come on, y'all led with the pass, and y'all didn't win. And then we look at this year against Green Bay. The one time they went pass heavy, they lost. You know, so that's it. If they both were in the same situation with a good running back, I would pick Dak over Kirk Cousins.
Well, technically, you can say that because the playing field is kind of even right now. Zeke being hurt and Dalvin Cook being at his best. Because most of the times it would be Dalvin Cook being hurt and Zeke at his best. So
that's true. I picked Dak, you know. I picked Dak over Kirk.
Dalvin still ain't the best running back in the league. And Zeke being the best running back in the league at his time is kind of questionable because Todd Gurley was going crazy around that time.
He was.
I mean, like, the later league in rushing, the production part of it. Go ahead, though.
So I got the Vikings winning against the Cowboys. Dalvin had a good game against the Bills. He was able to break one, and we know that Bills defense is really hard to break a run. So the match with the Packers coming off what they were able to do against the Cowboys, if they run the rock, have Kirk Cousins, I don't want to say game managed, but just don't have Kirk Cousins have like mess it up. I don't think they'll be able to win the game against the Cowboys. The Vikings defense, I feel like, is one of those underrated defenses, like the Bengals last year. Patrick Peterson is playing very well. I like young Cam Dantzler. I think I said that earlier in the season. Harrison Smith, still Harrison Smith. He's not top five safety like he was a couple years ago, but he's still a pretty good safety. You got Za'Darius Smith playing really well. Eric Kendricks, one of the best linebackers in the league. I'm finally happy he's getting his just due. I've been a fan of Eric Kendricks for a long while. I think the Vikings defense will be able to do a good job against the Cowboys offense, especially if the Cowboys do what they do and start becoming pass heavy. And I think Jefferson is going to have a good game. It's kind of hard. I like Trey because Trey from the area, from Maryland.
Come on.
And I honestly think Trey's pretty good, but
he played Trey. Come on.
Justin Jefferson is just different, man. Justin Jefferson is just different.
He is. I got to give you that. And I went into the last year game saying the same thing. And I'm telling you, since Trayvon's rookie season, he's been a different person, man. Like, he was getting killed his rookie season. And then last year, he came in with the 11 interceptions, but he actually played better. He gave up a lot of yards because he was trying to go for picks, but he's actually become a better corner. I know I mess with everybody in the group saying that he's better than Slay, but that's just all jokes. But he's actually become a solid corner in his league.
Yeah, and he's just a gambler. He's like Marcus Peters. He's a gambler. And when he pays off, it pays off. But he can burn you.
And Jefferson got hurt in the second half, by the way, Tomo. So he got
that's not my problem. That's not my problem. I can't control that. All right. But what I will say is there's been times like he's earning his just due in this season, because I've noticed more quarterbacks have stopped throwing the ball towards his side because they noticed that other side is easy money. So if Jefferson go on the other side, he's definitely going to have a field day. So
okay,
we'll see.
Yeah, of course, against Brown. I was trying to tell you, man, Brown ain't solid to
He's a decent cornerback.
Yeah,
he ain't solid, though. I'm sorry, man. What's decent? What's decent?
But he's not that bad.
I mean, like Kendall Fuller type decent like that?
No.
We'll have to take that conversation all
right. All right, y'all. So let's go to our last topic. And we're gonna talk about the 49ers and the Cardinals game. It's a Monday night game in Mexico City. And I know the question about the Cardinals, but I think both of these teams need this game because the 49ers are trailing the Seahawks, and they want to win that division. They don't want to be fighting that wild card spot because right now the Cowboys, Giants, and us, we're right behind them in that wild card spot, you know? So, Tom, you're going to kick us off with this one. Is this a must-win game for the Cardinals Monday night?
Coming off me watching the two episodes of Hard Knocks, I'm going to definitely say, yeah, this is the most passionate team I've seen go out there and lose the games they've been losing. Is Kyler Murray playing this game?
He's playing.
He is?
Mm-hmm. He should be playing. He's not 100% clear, but he's on track, on pace to be playing.
This might be the year to back up, man, because I think Colt McCoy gives the team more spunk, more energy to go out there and actually make plays. So I say the Cardinals need this more because of where their team is going, right? I feel like they're on the bubble of being a good team or the bubble busting and everybody turning against each other in the locker room. So I think they need this game more than the 49ers because the 49ers definitely their chemistry is great. Anytime you got your number one receiver coming to the sideline, telling them, hey man, what was you looking at? So winning cures all. The Cardinals need this way more.
Yeah, I agree. Cardinals 4-6. I look at their schedule. They got 49ers this week, Chargers, Patriots, Broncos might be, you know, but that defense might eat them up and they might take that L. Tampa Bay, Atlanta, and 49ers again. They can potentially lose all those games for real. Not saying they will, but they're not juggernauts against none of them teams to me. So every game counts for them. You know, and I look at the 49ers. The 49ers got the Cardinals, Saints, Dolphins, Tampa Bay, Seahawks, Commanders, Raiders, Cardinals. So they schedule is also not easy either. So but this game is important for both of these teams because if the Commanders play the Texans, so they beat the Texans, you know, the Cowboys can lose, Giants can lose also. If the 49ers lose this game, they're out of the playoff race. And they got to go against the Dolphins still, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who's fighting still to stay in the playoffs. So I do think the 49ers will win this game. I'm not a believer. The Cardinals are probably the most inconsistent team in the NFL. This is a team where I never know what to expect when I watch this game, when I watch this team. And whenever you see quarterback and coach, I never killed the coach. But after this year, I'm looking like nothing is organized. Like, for real, I watch this team, and it's something different every game. Like, I never know what to expect. You know, and they got a few wins. It's Kyler Murray playing Madden, you know. So if it weren't for that, they'd probably be 2-8. So 2-7. So I'm going to say the Cardinals, this is a must-win game for them. If they lose this game, go 4-7, they have no hope making the playoffs.
You got to pick one, though.
I picked 49ers.
Oh, okay. My bad. You was right, though, at 2-8 with the two games. But I'm going to agree with Tomo. I think it's more important for the Cardinals. Because, one, like you said, the 49ers are fighting to keep pace. But the 49ers also play y'all later in the season. So, if it is a case where it's close, the winner of that game gets the tiebreaker. So, that's something they could kind of fall back on. As opposed to the Cardinals, where if they lose, they 4-7. You play the 49ers again. like you said, they're not going to be favored in a lot of the games they got coming up. Also, like you said, the coaching isn't the greatest. Well, I mean, that's what happens when you take a college coach and think he's about to coach the NFL. You see, college coaches really don't work out. Pete Carroll is like an anomaly. Also, Kyler Murray looks bad. D-Hop is finally fed up, like Tomo said. The coaching, it's just, like you said, everything looks unorganized. It's just, you got players yelling at coaches to calm the F down because it can't curse on the program. You got, you know, you just got, it's just in a disarray. You can't beat the Lions for some reason. Everything is just bad. So I think they need to restart, refresh, get another head coach. But I will also say this. The Cardinals had Steve Wilks, gave him 1 year, fired him, which I've never seen a coach get fired. Well, before David Culley, never seen a coach get fired before after 1 year when he took over a bad team. So to me, this is just karma.
Yeah.
You paid Kyler, so you, unfortunately you with him and let somebody, you know, take him. So you want to, you got to win this game so you can at least look good into your investment. So I'm going to go with the Cardinals. The 49ers are the better team. I think the 49ers will be okay even if they lose this game because they're in a better situation. Like I said, with a better roster. They're still trying to get Christian McCaffrey, I guess, somewhat acclimated to whatever they want to do in San Fran. So I think they'll be all right as the season progresses. The Cardinals, they lose this game, I think everything goes downhill. It's over.
Actually, you know what? The Cardinals need to lose this game because now I'm thinking about it. We'll give the Cardinals CD Lamb for D-Hop since Kyler Murray wants his wide receiver back. Like there you go. I'll take D-Hop right now.
His best receiver. Come on, Tom.
DM, bro. They not doing that.
But the 49ers, I still got the 49ers winning division, though. I think they're going to trump the Seahawks before the season is over. So, and the Seahawks, I mean, they, I don't know. You know, they're looking good right now, and they've been looking good. I'm not saying, like, they're not capable, but – I don't know, man. I got the 49ers chomping them and the Seahawks. I don't know. We got to see the rest of the season. So they might not even make the playoffs. I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up, too. I don't think the Seahawks are a shoe-in to win that division. I mean, they're playing good football, don't get me wrong. But you seen when the Seahawks and the 49ers played earlier, it didn't look like much of a game. So,
yeah. Sorry, Seahawks. All right, y'all. So, look, for those who are on still, appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all like this video. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Share this video with somebody that y'all know, because once we end this live, you can go back and watch it. And the videos will be broken up tomorrow, not tonight, tomorrow. And appreciate y'all for using our comment section. Y'all been active all night. Appreciate that. And I hope you guys enjoy the show. So my man Gino ain't right back.
That line was so terrible, by the way.
It makes no sense, all right? Maybe. They wrote me off. I ain't right back. They wrote you off, bro. You couldn't write back.
Please don't. He was hanging out with Jameis Winston with that one, man.
And he walked off like, oh, he walked off. Everybody didn't even think about it. It was like, oh, that was nice.
With cheese, yeah. I'm like, bro, what?
I know, right? That makes no sense. All right, man. So let's get some last words. Y'all already know. Get some shout outs to your team and stuff like that. That's in this show. Start with you, Carl.
All right, well, as first of all, always appreciate you for having me on the show. We had fun. Well, I had fun. So
we all had fun, hopefully.
Yeah. So a couple words. Just small college basketball. Y'all see beat Villanova. Michigan State, please beat Villanova. I'm trying to see us ranked Monday. Baltimore, please don't piss me off and lose to Baker Mayfield on Sunday. Because I don't like the fact that we favored it by 13 points. Stuff like that happens. Tends to go the opposite way. So let's please beat the Panthers coming off this bye week. Kirk Cousins, that was hilarious, Jamo. I'm not gonna lie,
that was fun.
And somebody call Andrew Luck and tell him Frank Wright got fired, but only do that.
All right, go ahead. All right, Tom. That was fun.
Oh man, it's the season of the backups, man. For all you starting quarterbacks out there, man, your jobs are definitely in jeopardy now.
Yeah.
All these backup quarterbacks are coming in. They're going on win streaks. It ain't like they're winning one or two games. They're going on win streaks. So with that being said, I am not Skip Bayless. I do not miss Cooper Rush. Run the ball. That's my message for any football team out there. Just run the ball, man. Any football team. I don't care. Just run the ball, man.
Ravens, listen.
Yeah, the Ravens listen for sure. Especially that second half in the Bucs game. They was like, run the ball. We ain't throwing the ball no more. All right, y'all. That's all we got for y'all today, and we'll see y'all next episode.
Thank you for staying to the end. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe, and also hit that notification button so you can be notified next time we put out a video. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and hit that notification button, y'all, so you can be notified we put out another podcast audio. And last but not least, hit that share button. No matter what you're listening to or watching it, hit that share button and send it to somebody that you know that would love to watch this episode you just listened to. So once again, thank you for staying to the end, and we'll see y'all in the next episode.